New York requiring social media companies to report hateful conduct. By Hannah Blow on June 7, 2022. New York will now require social media companies to report hateful conduct. Governor Kathy Hochul, D, announced on Monday. Hochul on Monday signed gun control bills into law, which include actions such as tightening the red flag laws and raising the age to purchase a semi-automatic rifle to 21. Number 18-year-old can walk in on their birthday and walk out with an AR-15, she said. Those days are over. During the press conference, Hochul also announced that the Empire State will require social media companies to report hateful content. And in the state of New York, we are now requiring social media networks to monitor and report hateful conduct on their platforms, Hochul announced. It is a rather controversial move, given the varying interpretations of what constitutes hate speech in a world where far-left radicals consider misgendering someone an intrinsically hateful act. The announcement comes weeks after the Democrat governor announced an executive order establishing a police unit dedicated to combating hate speech. The unit will be responsible for developing investigative leads based on social media analyses focused on radical extremist activities' motivated threats. SICK, by identifying online locations and activities that facilitate radicalization and promote violent extremism. The executive order, which came in the wake of the tragic shooting in Buffalo, reads in part. Hochul said in a statement at the time. The horrific and despicable act of terror committed by a white supremacist this past weekend in Buffalo showed that we as a country are facing an intersection of two crises: the mainstreaming of hate speech, including white nationalism, racism and white supremacy, and the easy access to military-style weapons and magazines. We will continue to confront this epidemic head-on, stamp out extremists who threaten our communities, strengthen the toughest gun laws in the country, and do whatever it takes to keep New Yorkers safe, she added. Watch the press conference below.